The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence.
Thank
and
you.
WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Oh, please. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program is George Burns and Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and the Uplifters, originally aired January 10th, 1946.
With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. Well, George has had a pretty rough week, what with Meredith Wilson and his joke book occupying the den. But this morning, the little man has decided to be happy come what may, as he strolls into the living room with a song on his lips.
Ain't misbehaving all by myself. Ain't misbehaving. I'm happy on the show, babe.
Honest, he's not suffering. He's really happy. But there is one thing the poor little goon doesn't know. Going on in the den is a meeting of Gracie's club, the Beverly Hills Uplift Society. Unaware of the frightful doom that lies in wait, he cheerfully scratches himself and looks around for his wife.
Oh, Gracie, here's your boopsie boy.
Boopsie boy. Isn't that revolting?
Maybe she's in the den talking to Meredith.
No, George, no. Keep out of the den. It's full of uplifters. You're headed for disaster like a duck waddling straight into the frying pan. Waddle the other way, George. Oh, too late. His hand's on the doorknob.
Oh, no. Not that.
He doesn't think it's real. He can't believe fate would play such a dirty trick on a good-natured little schnook who never did anything worse than tee up a golf ball in the rough. So he sneaks the door open again.
And so I said to her,
Gracie, come out here.
Oh, George. What is it, dear?
Gracie, I thought you promised me that those uplifters would never meet in my house again.
Well, we're not meeting in your part of the house. Meredith rents the den, and he said we could use it.
I don't believe it. No man could be that stupid. Not even Meredith.
Well, come in and see for yourself. Girls, let's be quiet, please. My husband has honored us with a visit. Blanche, you remember George. Clara, you remember George. Francis, you remember George. They all remember
George. Yeah, they all remember
George.
Hi, George, have a seat. You're the one I came in to see, Meredith. Did you give this mob permission to meet here?
Yep, I sure did.
But why? Why in heaven's name would you want...
Oh, quiet, George. We have to get the meeting started. Now, as their names are called, the members will please answer here. Clara Bagley?
Here.
Blanche Morton?
Here.
Frances Fowler?
Here.
Meredith Wilson?
Here.
Genevieve...
Wait a minute. Meredith is a member?
We swore him in this morning.
But this is a woman's club.
Oh, we took care of that. We made him an honorary woman.
Well, congrats.
Well, thank you, George. Sure going to be a surprise to my sister. Up to now, she's been the only girl in the family.
But, Meredith, how can you stand these females?
I find them delightful and very appreciative of my humorous stories and anecdotes.
Oh, I'm beginning to see.
Would you girls care to hear another one right now? I have a dandy about married people, if someone will just mention the subject of married people.
It's your turn, Blanche.
All right. My husband and I are married people.
Ha! Speaking of married people... I am reminded of the grateful wife who said to her spouse, "Hubby dear, it's nice of you to send me away for a vacation." Whereupon the sly husband replied, "Yes, I certainly need one."
Is that the finish, Meredith?
Yeah, it is.
All right, girls, let's show our appreciation.
Well, that does it. I'm getting out of here.
Well, now we continue with the meeting. We're here today, girls, to get a report on the club's finances. During 1945, we did many things to make money. First, we gave a play. Money taken in, $47. After the first act, we refunded the money to all those who weren't satisfied. Money paid out, $47.
Stupid people.
Well, I'm
well, next we made taffy and sold it throughout Beverly Hills. Money taken in, $17. Later, we paid dental bills of all children who ate the taffy and lost their teeth. Money paid out, $85.
I just can't understand it.
Well, that's one of those things.
As a result of these and other money-raising projects, we begin the new year with a debt of exactly $112.14.
Oh, dear. How will we ever be able to raise that much money?
Well, may I make a suggestion?
Oh, of course, Meredith. What is it?
Well, nothing yet. I just wanted to make sure I could speak out if I thought of one.
Well, if no one else has a suggestion, I'd like to propose a new member for our club. The opera singer, Madame De Silva.
Opera singer? She hasn't been in opera for 20 years.
Well, let's put it to a vote. All in favor of Madame De Silva, say aye.
But she's so homely.
And so old.
And such a snob.
She's terrible.
Her husband just left her $1 million. You're sweet, girls. That typifies the democratic spirit of our club.
Why, I'll bet we can take that rich old babe for all the dough we... I mean, perhaps our esteemed new member would be willing to pay off our debt.
Well, do you suppose she'll insist on singing stuff like Carmen at our meeting?
Well, for $112.14, let her sing Carmen.
Well, sure, let her sing the whole opera, Carmen and Lombardo. I'll go call her.
How do you do, Mrs. Burns? I rushed over as fast as ever my tiny little feet would carry me.
Well, now, if you'll just step into the den here, Madame De Silva, the girls of the Beverly Hills Uplift Society are waiting to welcome you.
How nice!
Oh, quiet, girls, quiet. Girls, let's have a rousing hip-hip for Madame De Silva. Hip-hip!
Hooray!
Hip-hip!
Hooray!
Well, that was a rousing welcome.
Well, I can tell you truthfully, no member has ever been welcomed with bigger hips.
Mrs. Burns, who is that striking-looking member in the mannish suit?
Oh, that's Meredith Wilson.
You'd almost think she was a man if it weren't for her long hair.
Well...
But here I am, starting to gossip, and I'm not even a member yet. I suppose you'd like me to write a check for my dues now.
Oh, no hurry about that. How about a speech first?
Very well. Girl!
Thank you. And now the check.
How much are the dues?
Exactly $112.14.
Oh, well, I was prepared to pay $500.
Oh, all in favor of raising the dues to $500, say aye.
Aye.
Oh, that'll be $500, madam.
Very well. But before I sign this check, Mrs. Burns, I should like to ask you a favor.
Oh, anything at all.
As you know, I have a very large operatic repertoire. I wonder if you'd let me put it on the radio.
Well, if you insist, but our couch is more your size.
I meant that I would like to sing on your coast-to-coast radio program.
Oh, well, I'm afraid that's impossible. My husband runs that.
No program, no check.
But I run my husband.
Then it can be arranged.
Well, I think so. You see, he loves to sing, too, and if he can sing with you, I think he'll agree.
Excellent. I would need a male singer to team up with. Can your husband sing operas like Faust and Aida and Trovatore?
Oh, I'm sure he can.
Baritone.
Oh, that one he knows by heart. You wait here. I'll get him. Oh, George, George.
Yes, what is it, dear?
Oh, George, we have a new member, a famous singer, and she's simply dying to sing a duet with you. She thinks you have a magnificent voice.
Well, at last you got one intelligent woman in the club. I'd like to meet her.
Well, come right in the den.
Madam
De Silva, may I present my husband, the famous singer, Sugarthroat Burns.
Charmed.
Same here. I understand you'd like to sing a little duet with me.
Yes. Suppose we do Giuseppe Verdi's Parigio Caro from La Traviata.
You don't happen to know Strut Miss Lizzie.
What?
Or Red Rose Rag. Boom, 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 down in the garden where the red rose grows. Oh, mine, I love you so. Love me like a flower. And don't you dare to holler. Lordy, come and learn that the rose grows. How do you like my voice?
Well.
Boom, 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 down.
Take my advice. Unless you've got some tobacco to auction off, keep your mouth closed.
Now, listen.
Besides, I sing only the classics.
Lo, here the gentle lord, weary of rest, from his moist cabinet, mounts up on high.
That song will go for 100 years.
Well, I can't wait. I haven't had breakfast yet.
Mrs. Burns, I will sing only if I have a legitimate operatic baritone to complement my own divine soprano. Until such a time as you produce him, there will be no check. Good day.
Well, girls, it looks like we'll have to scare up one of those real Italian baritones.
Oh, we'll never find one who'd sing with that old war horse.
Say, I know an Italian fellow who's quite musical. He'd be glad to do it.
Oh, really, Meredith?
Yeah. Of course, you'll have to hire his monkey, too.
Oh, Meredith. Girls, what'll we do?
Say, Meredith, that's your own tune you're playing now, isn't it?
Yes, Bill, that's Iowa. It's about my home state.
Really? Well, how'd you happen to write it anyway?
I just wanted to put a lot of memories into my music.
Listen a minute.